Hey everyone, Lorraine Antosevich here, and you're listening to my very first audio blog. I've decided to switch things up a bit and chat with you today rather than posting a blog. Let me know what you think. If you like it, we'll keep it up. So today, I'd like to talk to you about belly fat, that unsightly spare tire around the middle, sometimes referred to as a beer belly. Last week, a new study was published in the Annals of Internal Medicine that declared belly fat is bad even for people who are at a normal weight. You might be thinking, how can a normal weight person have excess belly fat? Well, that's a really great question. And the answer is, people come in all different sizes and shapes, and some people are just more prone to depositing excess fat around the middle. And this is dangerous because it can lead to fat accumulation in vital organs, especially the liver. Excess weight around the middle increases the risk of premature death, even for people considered to be at a normal weight. In other words, belly fat is bad fat. It's been linked to high cholesterol, inflammation, heart disease, stroke, and even diabetes. In fact, when you have excess fat around the belly, it's a lot worse than having the same amount of fat around your hips. So if you want to check for yourself, take a tape measure and measure your waist about 1 inch above your belly button. If you're a woman and your belly is 34 inches or greater, that's not good. And for men, an unhealthy belly measurement is above 40 inches. So go ahead and check it out. Now, if you've found that you're carrying too much fat around the middle, you can do something about it. Here are my top three proven ways to lose belly fat. Number one, don't eat sugar and avoid sugar-sweetened beverages like your life depends on it, because it does. When you eat a lot of refined sugar, the liver gets flooded with it and is forced to turn it into fat. Number two, cut carbs from your diet. Carb restriction is a very effective way to lose fat. This is supported by numerous studies. When people cut carbs, their appetite goes down and they lose weight. Focus on avoiding the unhealthy refined carbohydrates like white bread, white pasta, white rice, pastry, and cake, not the healthy ones like vegetables. And be sure to eat adequate protein, especially the lean protein, and also healthy fats. This is sure to help. And lastly, eat foods rich in fiber, especially soluble fiber. Soluble fiber, as opposed to insoluble fiber, is viscous. In other words, it binds with water and forms a thick gel in your digestive tract. This dramatically slows the movement of food through your stomach and small bowels. This slows down the digestion and absorption of nutrients. The end result is a prolonged feeling of fullness and reduced appetite. So you end up eating less. Some examples of soluble fiber include oatmeal, nuts and seeds, beans and lentils, pears, berries, carrots, and broccoli. Those are just a few examples. There's more. So that's it. Those are my top three strategies for losing that excess belly fat. Get started working on this right away. I know you'll feel better if you do. And if you have any questions about this topic, feel free to post in the comments section below or reach out to me directly. And if you need support losing weight or just improving your eating habits, please get in touch. I'd be happy to help. So thanks for listening and have a fantastic day.